smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Hey folks, this is Ted Cantu with the Online Money Machine Show, and I want to welcome you to the program. And obviously there's a lot of stuff going on in the marketplace today. It's all upside down, but I don't want you to panic, because there's some great opportunities here that you should well be made aware of. Before I go into all of that, I want to tell you I am an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and Detroit, and currently living in the mean streets of Detroit, Michigan, which is pretty amazing because, as they say, I've committed to the Mitt. So commit to the Mitt. I've stayed here in Metro Detroit. And it's an interesting time because right now we're experiencing something that's never really happened in the history of modern times. And that's the whole advertising scene as we know it is really taking a swan dive, a nosedive, if you will. And all sorts of unexpected things are happening. I talk about this quite a bit on my blogs. And I do have some good ones out there. Obviously, some I update more than others. But it's interesting to me to see how advertising has changed considerably in the last few months. Actually, the last couple of years. But you have a lot of things that are just not working anymore like they used to. And even including some of the newer technologies, you know, that were considered cutting edge a couple of years ago. One of the things that is really changed quite a bit is newspapers and advertising on newspapers, full page ads, quarter page ads, even direct mail is really taking some hits. And it's interesting to me because now there's a lot of holes where there used to be some standard avenue streams for advertising. There's a collapse, and the word on the street really is that a lot of professional places, you know, whether it be anything from plastic surgery places, laser eye surgery, dental, medical, there's a negative feeling about doing things the old traditional way with television and radio, and the whole media pyramid that was the standard of, you know, how business was conducted has really been inverted. And it's interesting to see like television, you know, is television's kind of like real life, you know, it's mirroring the web in a lot of ways, a lot of realism. There's less and less of programming type, you know, shows, really. It's all reality based, and it's interesting to see how that's mirroring the web. And when you put things into perspective, that trickles down to a commercial aspect too. A lot of the public, the viewing public, don't like to watch traditional commercials in a sense. They want to see more realism. So something I always say is that the less scripted your commercials are on the web, the better off you really are, because you're really showing people the inside of your business and communicating more on a straightforward level without a lot of hype. And so those are some of the things that we talk about on the show. And I got about 18 points here to really kind of discuss. And I'm going to see if I can go through all of them in a relatively short time. As you know, this podcast has actually been in hibernation for the last couple of years. And there's a very good reason for that. I've been super busy. I've got two books out now on Amazon.com, and I've actually built a substantial client base in Metro Detroit, and we are experiencing a real flux of new emerging technologies, and advertising, as we used to call it, has been pretty much rewritten in a lot of ways. So we'll be talking about some of those things as well. So anyway, welcome to the show, and you know, I've got some things I want to kind of brush over here really quickly. Our program One of our programs, our marketing programs, is the Extreme Dental Marketing Program. And it was created in such a way that it really allows the dentist offices to communicate with their clients better and also to have much better reach on the web than, you know, their competitors. And a lot of dental competitors are taking the traditional route of advertising, whether it be Yellow Pages or Verizon-type websites and anything phone company, you know, related web material. It is interesting. These particular sites that we create for the Extreme Dental Marketing Program are all independent websites, meaning that they live on their own separate server, and they're created in a very personalized way that taps into what the dentist offices provide. This is not really a cookie cutter template in the sense. It really taps into the major money buttons. You can always go to the letter X, Extreme, so it's extremedentalmarketing.com, you know, with the letter X, and check out some of the testimonials there from some of my clients. And they are pretty impressive. And we're just going to keep building more of these because we're living in a very exciting time. And you'll see that these sites are actually bringing in a top level of dentistry, actually 30% increase in profits doing top level dentistry. And we're not talking just like routine teeth cleanings here. We're talking about, you know, veneers, lumineers, Invisalign, you know, adult braces, and as well as cosmetic dentistry. So really, really cool stuff. And we're taking that same business model and we're going to be applying it to other industries. So that's something to keep an eye out for. So if you have a dental office, a chiropractic office, plastic surgery, any kind of professional office, even legal, we got a lot of stuff for legal too, give us a call and we'll introduce you to it. It's the letter X, you know, so extremedentalmarketing.com. And the phone number here is 1-888-305-2532. That's 1-888-305-2532. You want to call me live? You can do that, 248-631-9211. And we'll have some more of that stuff later. And I do want to move on to our next area of interest. And that is some recent discoveries that we've created with social marketing. You know, social marketing is pretty amazing now because if you watch television, you'll see some pretty incredible things going on there. A lot of shows are actually trackable through Twitter and Facebook. Entertainment Tonight is a good example of that. And they've talked about how they are featuring their show in the grand scheme of things. I think they mentioned there's like 4 million, or was it 2 billion, Facebook followers or Twitter users. I'll have those numbers up here for you in a minute. It's kind of interesting because that tells me that a lot of people are taking this stuff kind of seriously. And I was never a big fan of social media when it first kind of came out. I had a lot of people that talked about really kind of insignificant things, like what they had for lunch or what they were, you know, what video games they were playing at that moment. And that wasn't interesting to me, you know, to hear about that kind of stuff in real time. The only time social media got really interesting for me was when I figured out that there's a way you can actually pull real leads off the web. And at that point, I became very interested. And that was a really turning point for me. So those are some of the things that we, you know, that we look at. And, yeah, here we go. For Twitter, there's 200 million users by 2011. And there's actually, there's 1 billion tweets per week going out on Twitter, which is kind of interesting. What's sad about it is a lot of business owners don't know how to do it the right way. And you can actually create some pretty powerful links back to your website. And you can create some very strong web presence if you build up your campaigns the right way. We like to use a six-step process funnel that talks directly to the people that we're trying to reach, and that creates a lot of, you know, a lot of really great connections. I mean, I've actually pulled about 37 quality leads out of 100 invitations to my social media funnels within 6 hours. You just can't do that with direct mail. I mean, it's no longer an option, unless you like to spend money on stamps. That's up to you. Just last week, I was in the post office, and I happened to run across one of the workers there, and she made a comment that I never come in anymore. And she's right. I don't come in for anything. I don't buy stamps. I don't buy postcard stamps. And I certainly don't buy any kind of, bulk rate price on direct mail. And while I'm on that subject, I do want to kind of throw this out there. It is interesting to me because I was a member at one time. The Dan Kennedy G Key, I can't talk. The Dan Kennedy J G Key I C, there you go. Glazer Kennedy, whatever, is taking some hits. Part of the reason the social media has become such a dominant force and the way that we communicate on a daily basis on a business level, that the numbers that are generated from leads and connections in real time have definitively altered the way businesses do business-to-business communications. And also, we'll put this out there too, business-to-consumer communications. And what we're really talking about here is making money. So if you can do all that without a two-week waiting period, that is probably the best way to go. And a lot of people right now are figuring out how to do that. So it's pretty exciting time. And that's pretty amazing. So anyway, and we actually increased our program to include social media funnels. So if you're looking for investors, if you're looking for startup capital, if you're into films, you need capital, you need investors, we can actually hook you up with many different types of investors, angel investors, private investors, even hedge fund groups, stock options. There's all kinds of different angles that you can go after, and we are actually securing that now for our clients. So that's a pretty cool thing that we just added on. It's real precision lead-based, you know, advertising. And the cool thing is that when you do it this way, the leads are fresh as opposed to going through a lead broker, which kind of sucks, because you go to a lead broker, he's probably going to sell you a lead list that's been generated and sold maybe 5-6 times, you know. So by the time you get it, it's really not worth that much. You have to really, really work hard to hustle your clients and try to pull money off that list. And I would rather work off a fresh list that was custom generated for myself. And that is what we do here. That's one of the things that we do here, in addition to, you know, sales copy and everything else. But so that's an important thing to really nail down. If you haven't looked into social media for yourself, this is really a really strong thing that you can do to help bring in some revenue for yourself. Okay? Now, number three, what do I have here on the list? Recently, we were featured in CBS Money Watch 9 times within 72 hours. I think that's worth mentioning. I won't stay on here for very long talking about it, but that was pretty cool. We actually did some stuff for a hydroponic company, and I did a rock and roll festival out in Lansing, some videos for the Moto Rock series, and it was later transferred over to Eden's House of Rock, which is a new series coming out showcasing bands and the Detroit music scene, which has actually picked up some international press as well. So that was cool. We got into CBS Money Watch 9 times, you know, and 72 hours, and that's pretty cool. So, you know, it's almost kind of like you have to take on your own initiative to do your own journalism, because journalism, at least in Detroit, has become really a major pain to me. It's something I complain about quite honestly very often. because so much of what you read in newspapers, not so much newspapers, but like I would even say maybe some trade journals or, you know, city magazines in particular. And I always find that a lot of the articles have really been nothing more than just paid advertisements. So that bothers me in the sense that journalism, in a classic sense, in a traditional sense, may actually be dead. So that is a concern of mine. I can't say this is the truth for every city, because a lot of places still do some ethical journalism. But I have seen magazines in Metro Detroit that say things along the line of, you know, the top 50 dentists in Metro Detroit. And what you really have is a large list of dentists that actually paid to be part of that list. And it's really quite irritating. So that is something that is out there. Very shameless type stuff with really no merit behind it is the kind of lackluster advertising that is void of any integrity or realism. And that is something that really, I think, needs to be addressed. I don't know. So there is that sort of a thing. So if you take control of your own press releases, keep in mind that it's probably one of the smarter things you can do, because there's a lot of viral press release services out there, like the services that we provide in our company, that'll take your press release, spin it in such a way that it will appear in news sites that really care about what you do, and that'll show some really great insight on your industry. So we wrote those press releases without the intent of really getting into CBS or USA Today, but we just happened to have our press releases picked up and distributed as such. So that was kind of a serendipitous event that really was somewhat life-changing for us. One of our stores actually has a second location now, just 5 months. That's Eden's Hydro out of Madison Heights. Have become so successful with our type of marketing, our style of marketing, that they've actually opened up a second store in Lapeer. So we want to wish them congratulations, and that's very exciting when you get things like that happen. Now, let me go into, what's this? Okay, I guess I will mention this. I wasn't going to talk about this right now because this is kind of disturbing. But there seems to be a lot of internet people that are out there that have fallen from grace, as I can best state it. I don't really want to go into the specifics too much, because I think it's pretty horrendous what happened to some of the victims of this scam. And of course, I'm talking about none other than Stephen Pierce. Stephen Pierce was, for some of you who know me personally, was somebody I was really enthralled with, because he understood web marketing. That was his whole claim to fame. He really understood how to position yourself on the web and how to make money on the web. So I actually sent out for some training material, never got it. They kept my money, and then they blew town, basically. When I went to go look for my refund, or actually talk to the company about getting some resource materials, I took the drive to Ann Arbor, Michigan, track down his quote-unquote office, which is nothing more than a P.O. box, and I had cash in hand to buy more stuff, might buy more tutorials and CDs and whatever I could get. And of course, they were nothing more than a P.O. box and not a real office. And by that time, I understand that he had moved to Texas, and this began the really weird odyssey of how I became self-taught in all ways of marketing, in a sense. Everything from search engine optimization, or SEO as it's known, to blog marketing, article marketing, press releases, you know, becoming my own press agent, basically, as well as a well-rounded art director type slash marketer, you know, direct marketing. So that really ushered in a whole new level of all of that. The questions that are popping up in my blogs lately is, what happened to Pierce? He has been in trouble with the state of Michigan, Ann Arbor in particular, for doing some stock trading type sites that over exaggerated earning potential, which is something that you don't want to do. He attracted some unwanted attention from the FTC, I do believe, and he has since been fired and sued by Tony Robbins, who hired him to do the online marketing aspects for his clients. It's really depressing stuff. You can read about this. It's on TMZ.com. It's also all over the web. You type in Stephen Pierce scam, you'll see all this stuff. The investment, I think, to get into his program is anywhere between $5,000 and $8,000, which is close to what I do. And I'm stunned with the kind of response that, you know, that people have experienced. I mean, thank God he only took $100 off of me, but, you know, it's some other people I feel really bad about. A lot of retired people fell for this sort of thing. And it's really depressing and terrible at the same time. So that is something that is definitely newsworthy. You might want to check that out. We do have some things on here on my blog as well called Rock the Web. And you can just type in Rock the Web, Ted Cantu, on the search engines, and you'll see all this stuff. That's a pretty old blog. That's been going on for a couple of years. So lots of odds and ends, notes, you know, sort of like a diary in a sense of marketing and practical purposes. And it collects all of my random thoughts, and especially on marketing, which is really important. So that is something that is going on lately, and been getting a lot of different responses on that. You know, it's interesting too. I want to just really talk briefly about what's coming up down the road. Something called the Detroit Revision. The Detroit Revision was my idea of how companies, retail stores in particular, how they can prepare to handle a lot of their online presence and create some real substantial income streams into their companies and stay visible, but more importantly, really connect and respond directly and frankly with their consumer base, which really, really intrigued me. That sounds too good to be true, but this type of communication needs to happen if certain industries are going to stay alive in Michigan, retail being one of them. Even if you have no need for a brick-and-mortar place and you want to do everything online, what you're more than welcome to do, you're still going to have a connection to people who are searching for your material. And that's what the Detroit Revision was really all about. So it's a standing room only event that I am actually going to throw over in Troy, Michigan, probably within the month of June, definitely. And as far as the frequency of which, I'm not exactly sure. I may do a weekly thing. There's certainly enough business owners that are really clueless when it comes to really doing some profit creation. And that is something I'm very concerned with. So that is something that you're going to want to check into. Now, if you don't live in Michigan, you don't live in Metro Detroit, don't worry. You can still participate in what I do. I'm actually going to be having some tours coming up this summer, and probably will be taking this on the road and you know, dealing with people directly. I see a lot of consistent problems in a lot of industries all across the board. Everything from insurance companies, dental companies, insurance, different types of insurance groups, and really what's happening is that there's really a lot of here's the thing. I think there's a lack of selling on a lot of these websites. They're nothing really more than glorified business cards with a phone number, a fax number, and an email address. And without sales copy, without a sales offer, or any type of call, you know, Yeah, it's not like a robot. Call to action. It's going to be hard to really get someone to commit to you and hand you money. But textbook aside, here's what I'm really seeing. A lot of websites that I correct and sell, they really speak to the consumer only. And I've stripped out a lot of things in websites that don't work, such as Flash, for example. I have a hard time optimizing a website that has a lot of animation in it. JavaScript, too. I really stripped out a lot of that. Really what the sites are and how they're constructed, it comes down to a few simple things. The websites are put up in such a way that they're search engine friendly. Number two, I have a headline in there somewhere that really speaks to the heart of the consumer, and some testimonials. And hopefully where you really want to go with your business after a while is, you know, your websites are ranking, that's great, but when they're selling, keep note of that and use your testimonials in your site somewhere to sell. So really, you're not really cold calling a prospect in a sense to do business with you. What you're really relating to someone as part of your story fabric, if you will, your marketing story, is really about selling results or retelling results that you achieve. Once you get to that level, it's interesting because at that point, you're not selling nearly as hard and people are buying into your results. So I hope every business owner gets to that level. Sadly, many don't. They get a website with a few stock, you know, pictures of royalty-free images on it and a phone number, and then they sit back and here's what they say to me. They say, I'm waiting for the phone to ring. You know, I'm waiting for the phone to ring. Which is, you know, not good. I believe that you need to also do something on top of that, whether it be white papers, newsletters, faxable newsletters, emails, something for people to see. So you want to definitely keep that in mind. And anyway, that's what's going on. I've been babbling here long enough, but I'm a little tired. I've actually been putting a lot of work into my campaigns lately. We're doing some really, really phenomenal stuff here, all across the board. Very diverse projects. Very, very proud of all of them. Our new Cash for Gold program I'm doing for the jewelry stores is great because that enables people of all walks of life to have gold and jewelry to get a cash loan on their valuables. And they're able to spend that money on things like bills, mortgages, car payments, and that sort of thing. That's taken up a lot of my time lately. And also a lot of my hydroponic store marketing is very cool. We're doing some really great innovative things with that, and I'm having a lot of fun with that as well. And of course, a lot of arts promotional type stuff that we're doing right now is very exciting too. So anyway, I'm actually going to cut this short for right now, and I want to thank you for listening. You can always find me on the web at tedcantu.com. That's TEDCANTU.com. And you can call me directly if you have any questions, 248-631-9211. If you want to leave a question or leave a comment or so, do so at my recorded message, which is 1-888-305-2532. And next time I come on the air, we are going to be talking about some other things that are on my mind, such as, oh, geez, what do we got here? Coming up, we're looking at training some web companies on how to get a license from my company for doing search engine work. Very, very cool stuff. We've got some template sites for sale. If you're looking to make $5,000 a week, that is not a problem. We've got programs for that. And it gets really interesting when you're looking at some of our package deals. I'm teaching companies and retirees too, that door is open, how to sell these sites. We do all the work. You just got to sell them. You can mark them up, which is really exciting. Five sales of $3,800, it actually comes out to $19,000 a week if you can live on that. I don't know how high your standards are, but that is what we're offering. Very cool stuff. In any case, I want to thank you folks for listening, and I will see you online.